We're all blessed and highly flavored, right? And if God be for us, who can be against us? Turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. 1, please. In everything there is a season, a time for every what? Purpose under the heaven. Okay. What is a season? It's a spiritual time of events that oversees physical. Everybody got it? A season is a spiritual time of events that oversees the physical. A season is an allocated purpose that repeats itself until the fullness of its time. Come on, we're going to go a little deep here. I'm going to say that again. A season is an allocated purpose that repeats itself. It's an allocated purpose that repeats itself until the fullness of its time. Ooh. Glory. Heck, that was just the first verse. I can't help it. I get downloaded with this stuff, and I'm like, yes. Verse 2. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck what has been planted. A time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance. And a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones, a time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What profit has the worker from that which he labors? I have seen the God-given task with which the sons of men are to be what? Occupied. It's God-given tasks. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work of God, what it does from beginning to what? End. I know that nothing is better for them than to rejoice and to do good in their lives, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of his labor. It is a gift from God. I know that whatever God does, it shall be forever, and nothing can be added to it and nothing taken away from it. God does it. That means man should fear him. That which it has already been, and what it is to be has already been. And God requires an account of what is past. Again, what is he talking about? This is called dimensional time. Everyone say dimensional time. What is dimensional time? It's a predetermined measurement of space. Okay, here we go. It's a predetermined measurement of space created by God. In other words, he outlines a space with time. Everybody cool? Getting a vision? Ephesians 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in where? Heavenly places in Christ. Just as he chose us in him before the foundations of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him, having predestined us to adoption of sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glory, of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, which is his plan, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, the dispensation of time are the events that were predestined to fulfill in an allocated time period. Oh boy. Are you ready for this one? Okay. It's a predestined. In other words, it's dispensational of time. Are the events that were predestined to fulfill in an allocated period of time. It's called a dispensation. So these events must be fulfilled in a certain, that's why it's called the fullness of the dispensation of the fullness of times. So that everything in the sections of times, in these periods of times that God has predestined, must be fulfilled. Remember, when you look at time, it's nothing but an outline. It's an outline. Time is an outline that God has created of space to fulfill a purpose. Hello? So what is a dispensation of the fullness of times that he might gather together in one? Because he's gathering together all of these dispensations, all of these outlines of time that he has created. Gathering in one that all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in him. Pretty amazing to me. In him we also obtain an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. That we who first trusted in Christ should be the praise of his glory. In him you also trusted, also you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. No matter what dimension, dispensation, or season, its purpose is to fulfill his plan of grace. Everything is for him to fulfill. No matter what. No matter what it is. Whatever dimension, whatever dispensation, or even season, its purpose is to fulfill his plan of grace. Everything is about him. It's not about us. It's about him. That's where so many distractions come, because the enemy gets you caught up in yourself. See, you can drift from one time to another and not even realize it. We'll talk about that here in a second. Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your responsibility or reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind or your thoughts. Why? So you can cooperate with God. That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Three-dimensional wills. It's called the good, acceptable, or perfect. You know, there is what we call a universal time. God created a universal time. A universal time is like a foundation that holds everything up. So when people fall out of God's time, universal time always is there and available to pick them up. So they can get in the right time. So you got the good, the acceptable, and perfect will of God. And each one, there's a dimensional time attached to each single one. So if you're walking in the perfect will of God, man, you're walking in the fullness. That's called the third dimension. Amen? So each dimension is associated with the acceptable, perfect, or the good will of God. Amen? And these many fall out of God's time into their own time. But the universal time is always there, willing to pick them up. Is everybody okay? Now, hallelujah. I'm trying to put this in English, so help me. Now, these dimensional wills of God are determined by the level of your obedience. You know, the Bible talks about 30, 60, and 90-fold, or 100-fold. Amen? So whatever the level of your obedience allows you to walk in whatever will it is, good, acceptable, or perfect. There are some people who are obedient on weekends, or maybe not on weekends, but, you know, or when they might be obedient that morning and the afternoon. In other words, if they're unstable, then they're not obedient in all these things. But they're wanting to receive from God the perfect will of blessing, but they can't. God cannot release the perfect will of blessing if you're walking only in a good or acceptable will. It's impossible. He won't do that. He doesn't promote something that is not earned. Amen. Is everybody okay? Oh, hallelujah. Genesis chapter 3. Genesis 3, let's start at verse 1. We're going to go through this because this is a very important part of Scripture. Now the serpent was what? More cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, as God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. Now eat means to partake. Amen? We know it was not about eating an apple or a fruit. Amen? And the woman said to the serpent, we may partake of the fruit of the trees of the garden. Remember, spiritually speaking, trees are known as spirits. Amen? But the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat or partake, nor shall you touch it, lest you what? Die. So, in other words, there was a tree in there that was going, a presence that was going to kill, and the rest of them were going to continue to promote life. So listen, Adam and Eve was not created to die. They were created to live forever. Then the serpent said to the woman, you shall not surely die. Well, he lied. Why? Because he wanted to interrupt God's time. He knew that he could create a havoc at another time. We'll talk more about this. For God knows that in the day you eat it, your eyes will be open and you'll be like God, knowing all things. Well, she already was like God. She was as close as you could be to God. But he was about to separate it. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to her eyes, and tree desirable to make one wise. So we see it's lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and what? Pride of life. So it was all about lust, wasn't it? She took of it and partook, ate, gave to her husband, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were open, but they were closed to the spiritual truth, the true reality. And they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together to cover themselves with coverings. Or they were trying to cover themselves up, but they were clothed with the glory of God. And they heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Why? Because they couldn't see him no more. He used to speak to them face to face. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called to Adam and said, where are you, Adam? Like he didn't know. So he said, I heard your voice in the garden, but I couldn't see you. And I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. So we see, remember, Satan's greatest weapon is what? Deception, and his power is fear. This is where it is. And he said to him, who told you that? Who told you that you were naked? Did you partake of that tree that I told you not to? I commanded you not to. Then the man said, the woman whom you gave to me with me, she tricked me. She gave me the tree and I ate. You know, this is where blame comes, and here's self-preservation. Amen. And the Lord said to the woman, what is this you've done? The woman said, the serpent deceived me. So we see cross blame all over the place. And I ate. So the Lord said to the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed more than all cattle and more than any beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. And I'll put enmity, hatred, between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. In other words, offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. And then to the woman, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children, and your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you. Now listen to this. This is something very powerful. Remember Cain and Abel, right? Okay. Well, those two kids came from the serpent. Now, Cain was removed. Amen? And then he multiplied. Well, then where was the woman? Think about this. So prior to this, because God brought a curse on the woman for childbearing, we don't know how long they were in the garden. Amen? They've calculated earth as who knows how long, old billions or whatever. Prior to all of this, she had children. We don't know how many sons and how many daughters they had. Things changed once the serpent interfered. Does everybody get it? Okay, let's go a little further here now. Glory to God. And then to Adam he said, because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Curse is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life, both thorns and thistles. It shall be for you, forth for you, and you shall eat the herb of the field. In sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you are taken. For dust you are, and dust you shall what? Return. And Adam called his wife what? Eve. Eve. Yep. Eve. Because she was the mother of the what? All living. In other words, a whole nother time sequence has started. A whole nother dimension came in. Does everybody get it? This is a whole nother new thing because of the fall. Also for Adam and his wife, the Lord God made tunics of skin and clothed them. And the Lord said, behold, the man has become like one of us to know good and evil. And now lest he put out his hand and take of the tree of life and eat and live forever. So they were eating the tree of life already to maintain their positions, their existence. Without the tree of life, they couldn't exist. Therefore, the Lord God sent him out of the garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. So he drove them, the man and his, he drove them out, and he placed a cherubim at the east gate of the garden of Eden and a flaming sword, which burned, turned every way to guard the tree to life. Now, again, I'm going to repeat some of this stuff. Before the fall, it was a timeless dimension. Everyone say timeless. In other words, it was unlimited. It was eternal. Even though there might be, God might set a time as a foundation, it continues to grow. Even they say that the universe is growing. It's expanding. Hallelujah. So before the fall, it was a timeless dimension, unlimited, before the fall of man. Expanding. Again, it was held up by God's universal time. God creates time as a dimensional foundation to place his created purpose in it. Dimensional time is created for him to place his purpose in. That's why in the book it says he's going to gather all from all folds. In other words, all dimensional times at some time. After evil interrupted, everything changed. And an extended dimensional time came. Why? Because God needed to extend this now to what? Recover. It had to be added in a fallen reality. Because once the serpent Lucifer, powers of darkness, interfered with this the dimensional time of God, after this, everything had to change. So it was from an unlimited time, now we go into an extended dimensional time. Because God is extending time out. He had to add it, and because why? What had happened? When Adam and Eve blew it, a false reality took over. And you and I were born in a false reality as everyone else. Ever since then. That's why Eve is known as the mother of false, the living of the false reality. Does everybody get this? Anybody get it? Okay, go on. Hallelujah. To remove, again, so I'm going to say that after the evil interruption of everything changed, an extended dimensional time had to be added in a fallen reality to remove the extended corruption of deception. With the light of truth from Adam, in other words, God was going to use the light of truth, from Adam to Noah was 10 generations. Adam to Noah was 10 generations. All the men in that period of time, except for the fallen angels, lived up to 900 years. Think about that. Now, you don't think, and they knew about the flood. They knew it was coming. Even Adam knew the flood was coming. But think about it, 900 years. So, every other families, you know, they saw each other for a long time. They knew each other. They knew what was going on. Generations, 10 generations living together. Hallelujah. But they were living nine each. They were, you know, the only one that didn't live that long was Enoch. 365 years. Why? Because he was taken. Why was he, see, many of them had visitations from God. Many of them were taken to heaven and returned. They knew about the flood. They knew about what was going on. So from an unlimited time, dimensional time, now we've gone into an extended dimensional time to extend out until Jesus Christ comes, till he came already. Because the moment he died on the cross, another dimensional time started. Woo-hoo! But anyways, even Adam had children prior to the fall because of the curse, right, of the childbearing. And Cain was removed and had children. Eve was now the mother of this false reality and extended time dimension. She was now the mother of it. Until Christ, when he came, hung on a cross. And he did not come to change the false reality. Or that extended dimension of time. But he came to expose it. And to make a way so that people can escape from it. The first purging of evil was the flood. That was the first purging of evil. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to Genesis 6. We'll talk about that here. Verse 1. Now it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and the daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, which were the fallen angels, and they were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves of whom they chose. Now in the book of Enoch, it says about 200 of these angels came in and put on flesh. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh. Yet his day shall be what? 120 years. That's a whole nother dimension. That's the extended. Now, so they've gone from 900 years old to what? 120 years old. Why was God shortening time? Because man was evil. Man still is evil, isn't it? Amen? There were giants on the earth in those days, and also afterward when the sons of God came in to the daughters of men, and they bore children to them. Those were the mighty men who were of old, men of renown. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually, because of the interbreeding. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing of and birds and of the air, for I am sorry that I made man. But Noah found grace in the eyes of God. Amen. So, from 900 years to what? 125 years. Hallelujah. In Psalm 90, verse 10, the days of our lives, this is not a soap opera, are what? 70 years. So we've gone from 900 years to 100, what, 20 years, 25 years, whatever, to what? 70 years. And if by reason of strength, they are what? 80 years. Yet their boast is only in labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. So we see here now is why? Because we've entered another dimensional time. It's called limited. So we've gone from unlimited to extended, now limited. We have entered into limited. In other words, ever since Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead, that started a limited time. So what's God done? He shortened time. Matthew 24, glory to God, verse 3. As he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one what? Deceive you. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in various places. And all these things are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you. And you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many, because the lawlessness will abound and the love of many will grow cold. Now we see this happen continuously, don't we? But he who endures to the end shall be saved, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached to all the world as a witness of the nations, and then the end will come. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not go in to take anything out of the house. And let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. But woe to those who are pregnant and those who are nursing babes in those days. And pray that your flight may not be in the winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be great tribulation such as not been seen since the beginning of the world until this time. No, nor shall ever be. And unless those days were what? Shortened. That's called limited time or a limited dimensional time. Amen. Unless those days were short, no flesh would be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days would be shortened. Then, if anyone says to you, look, here is Christ, or there, do not believe it. For false Christ and false prophets will arise, and great signs and wonders will deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, look, he is in the desert, do not go out there. Or look, he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For as lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. And wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together. Again, so because God said, I had to shorten the days, that brings us another area of, it's called limited time. Everybody knows time's moving fast. Even though things seem to be moving slow in what we want, because we seem to drift back into our self-time sometimes. Amen? And when we drift into our self-time, we miss sometimes the things of God's time. Hallelujah. Limited time dimension until the return of Christ. So we are in a limited time dimension right now. Truly believe that. Acts 17, verse 26. He has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed what? Times. And the boundaries of their dwellings. Wow. So that they should seek the Lord and hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own poets have said, for we are the what? His offspring. Verse 29. Therefore, since we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, something shaped by art and man's devising. Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day of which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this by raising him from the dead. Amen? Hallelujah. Short in time, limited. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. But know this, in the last days, perilous what? Times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without self-control, brutal despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. They have a form of godliness, but denying its power. Why? They've stepped out of God's time. Amen? The only thing that's upholding them is universal time. And hope that they would turn. Having a form of godliness from such people, do what? Turn away. Turn away. I'm going to close at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. In other words, he's brought us into another dimensional time. To an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Remember, limited time is going to come to an end. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith be much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to the praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressibly and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Again, dimensional time. We are in the limited time now. Limited time. And they've gone from changing from 900 years old to 120-something years old to 70 or 80 years old. God has shortened time because of the wickedness of man. Amen? But when you begin to step back again, why are we here? Why did God create man? To bring us into his image and likeness. Amen? Why? Because there's so much more he wants to do. Remember, God is love. We are created in love, but how many times do we forget and lose, drift away that we were created in love? Because of all the influence and hard press on every side. Losing, drifting from God's perfect will in his time, in that perfect time, that dimensional of time, drifted into another time. You know, the Bible says all things can work to the good, but that means that you got to work it. You just don't go about what you're doing and hope that it works to the good. People marry the wrong people for sexual pleasures rather than them waiting until what God wants. I mean, even Paul said, man, if you can't hold it, you know, help yourself, get buried. But it ain't God's perfect will, you know. But we are in such an awesome time to be alive, to watch all things collapse. Think about it. We're watching all things collapse. The Babylonian system collapsed because they're bound in that time sequence. Amen. But once you are born again in the Spirit, you're not bound by space or time no more. So we're looking from the outside in now, not from the inside out. It's a total different way of life. Even though we may know the unlimited time, and then fall into the area of extended time and then fall into the area of limited time. That's inside. Does everybody get it? It's inside that created the dispensations, the seasons. We're not of that no more. Now we're looking from the outside in, watching and being prepared for every event that's about to unfold so that we can be a part of it. In other words, we're going to be picking up individuals that have fallen out of God's time. Amen. It will no longer be just God's universal time picking them up. God's universal time will pick them up, but they'll be turned over to us, to a disciple, to give them the truth. But remember, we're not bound by space and time. Now, you can't use it as an excuse when you're late for work. Or you miss your doctor's appointment. Yeah. Well, I'm not bound by space and time, you know. Right. Try that, officer, when you ran that light or speed. I'm not bound by that. You're going to get locked up or fired or whatever. Miss your doctor's appointment, become sick. Again, we're not bound by time, but we don't take advantage of that. Amen. Praise God. So, Father, we give you glory, honor, praise. We thank you for your word today. We thank you for dimensional time and the understanding as we watch events unfold, dispensations collapsing, and the powers of the enemy being dismantled. What an awesome time to watch your mighty, mighty hand move and the prosperity of your people, where all the powers of darkness, the wicked, have been working hard to store up all of this wealth just for us. We thank you so much, and we accept it and promise to give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.